The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments lost in time. Like tears in the rain.
Coming to you from the frustrated incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fucking great.
Yeah.
Fucking great, yeah.
Get in the car.
Get in the car.
Get in the car.
Get in the car.
Get in.
Get in. Get in.
Leave the gas station. Get in the car.
Get in. Get out. I'm just start leaving.
We're getting shot at. Get in the car.
There's two fucking teams. Get in. Get in.
Get in the car. Get in the car.
I'm leaving this in. I'm not taking it out.
Yeah, we already made somebody laugh. That's all. That show's over.
Yeah, we're done.
All right. Coming up on this week's show, we'll talk the Pope, Doge, Trump, Israel, Ukraine, the world's hell in a handbasket. Yay.
We're going to die.
Top 10 list this week, though, 90s TV shows. That doesn't narrow it down at all. All right, you're ready to get into this, Vince.
I'm ready to be done with it.
You ain't a shitting. All right, Marvel has officially revealed the release schedule for Daredevil Born Again. First two episodes will premiere Disney Plus March 4th, with new episodes releasing every week thereafter. There will be 9 episodes in all. So, from what little I saw of the teaser, Kingpin is mayor. So, we'll see. It's supposed to be a new take with paying homage to the Netflix version. So, we'll see. Hopefully it's decent. Avatar, Last Airbender, if your kids like that or you like that or whatever, you're getting a spinoff sequel series? I don't know what you want to call it. Avatar, Seven Heavens. World set, let's see. Logline says the series is set in a world shattered by a devastating cataclysm. Cataclysm, because I has the English. A young earthbender discovers she's the new avatar after Korra, but that title marks her as humanity's destroyer, not its savior. She's being hunted. A long lost twin must uncover their mysterious origin and save Seven Heavens. So if you like the Avatar, there you go. Just get the wind boon. You can fly around the map. It works out really well.
That sounds awful.
Yeah. Let's go back to Marvel. We've told you about some of their upcoming TV series, but apparently everything's on hold. Nova, Strange Academy, and Terror, Inc. Have all been put on hold. According to insiders, the studio has simply shifted its priorities at the moment. We've told you about Nova and Strange Academy, but what we didn't know was in the pipeline was Terror, Inc. You got to go early 90s for this character. Terror, name of the character. This was supposed to be an adult horror series, apparently. Terror, an anti-hero, possesses the ability to incorporate body parts of others into his own, gaining their memory and abilities and powers. So this was supposed to be a spooky-ass horror series that is paused. Not canceled, but paused. So, but I really thought they were going to go ahead with Nova and Strange Academy.
Yeah, well,
you know. Lose money on Captain America, that's what happens, so.
Yeah, well, just give the people what they want, and maybe.
Yeah, right. Why would you do that?
But Captain America, was the Red Hulk in there for 2 seconds or something like that? Was
that the end of the movie, yeah. He wigs out, and yeah. Because the leader, spoilers, the leader tricks him and triggers him into switching, and then you get the fight that blows up the White House or some shit. I don't know. Captain America's not black. There you go.
Spoil the movie. Though? I mean, did it do very well, or is it doing well?
It's
or?
Making money, but it's not going to... I've seen... They're hoping that the movie will break even.
No, it hasn't even broke even yet.
Right. And it's already after premiere weekend. So, all right. Let's see. Next story I got here. If you like the 911 franchise on Fox and ABC, you're getting another one. 911 Lone Star. That was the Rob Lowe one. That's done after five seasons. But they're going to stay in the South with another offshoot. 911 Nashville. I can tell you the entire premise of the show. Ready?
Gunshot wounds.
Yeah, we got a drunk bridesmaid on Broadway. That's the entire series right there. That's it. That's the whole show, because that's all Trashville is. So.
Oh, you said Trashville.
Well, if you've been there, you know. So, Trafficville, more like it. CBS is sticking with their dramas. They ordered more seasons of Lizbeth, Fire Country, and Tracker. Tracker's a really good show. We've been watching that one. Of course, they're three different NCIS shits. They already gave a full season order to the thing they call Matlock that is not Matlock. And they have announced we are getting a Blue Blood spinoff. Because the Selleck has quit, so that show's ending. Boston Blue. This will be Donnie Wahlberg's character moving to Boston. Get this, a Wahlberg in Boston. I know, shocking. Shocking.
Feel the vibrations.
This was the new kid one, though. This isn't Marky Mark, you know.
Oh.
Yeah. We have some sad news here, Vince. We lost a piece of our childhood this week as Lin-Marie Stewart. You probably don't know the name, but if you ever watched Pee-wee Herman, you sure remember Miss Yvonne.
Oh, I didn't know she died.
Passed away this week at the age of 78. It was announced by her good friend, Cassandra Peterson, a.k.a. Elvira, put it on social media. So, yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, that one does. We've lost Pee-wee, Jambi, Miss Yvonne.
Cowboy Curtis.
He's still alive.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Who was I thinking of? I think it was the King of Cartoons.
King Cartoons, yeah. Yep. Sucks. But 78. Doesn't seem like that's old, but...
Yeah, but when you're our age...
Yeah, right?
Damn it, that sucks. God, fuck. Really?
Yeah. Last thing for TV news, let's end it on a good note here. NBC. Yeah, you fucked up. Their top anchors made verifiably false statements about a doctor they accused of performing mass hysterectomies on female inmates in an ICE facility. This is according to a federal judge. NBC Universal has settled an at least $30 million defamation suit filed by the doctor. The defamation suit was against Nicole Wallace, Rachel Maddow, and Chris Hayes, who falsely accused him of performing mass hysterectomies on women. They dubbed him the uterus collector. This was under Trump's first administration. So yeah, he sued and at least got $30 million out of them. So
why are they telling lies?
NBC. Yeah, that's why. So, all right. Let's get to some movie news. Vince, you know the actress Natasha Lyonne?
I do.
Has that gravelly voice.
Yeah.
She's going to do a DC movie, but it's not the superhero. This is through DC's Hill House imprint. The book is Basketful of Heads. It's a horror book written by Joe Hill. Series follows a machete-wielding heroine who lops off villains' heads only to discover it doesn't kill them. They never shut up. The heads keep talking. So, maybe okay. I don't know. We'll see. Vince, what is Jean-Claude Van Damme's greatest movie?
Kickboxer. No, oh, Bloodsport.
Oh, no, sorry. We were looking for Street Fighter. Yes. But we're getting a reboot. And we officially have a director. This will be live action. Kitao Sakuri will be your director of the Street Fighter reboot. He is best known, now I don't know how these two go together, he is best known for writing, directing, and executive producing The Eric Andre Show. I hope to God there is a ranch dressing joke somewhere hidden in Street Fighter, because that would just be hilarious. This is Capcom's teaming up with Legendary Entertainment for this. Apparently, Capcom is deeply involved and very hands-on. Film has a March 20th, 2026 release date, so they will be filming very shortly. So, we're getting a Street Fighter movie.
I'm better than Time Cop?
Ooh, I put Time Cop top five. I would. The big movie news of the week, Vince, I'm not happy about this. Amazon MGM.
Go ahead.
By your giggles, you already know this. They now officially have full creative control of the James Bond franchise.
Roboto's not too happy about this.
No.
Either, by the way.
Yeah, I don't blame him. Longtime producers and custodians of the franchise and the intellectual property rights, Michael Wilson and Barbara Broccoli, will be stepping back as per details of the historic agreement. They formed a new joint venture to house the Bond intellectual property rights. The three parties will remain co-owners, but Amazon will have full creative control. Terms of all the terms of the agreement were not available at press time, but it is being reported that Amazon paid the two producers $1 billion to get full creative control. So get ready for that black trans lesbian softball playing James Jamaica Bond or whatever is going to happen here.
Shit.
So. Yeah. Instead of shaken, not stirred, it's hot wings, extra hot sauce.
I saw somebody say they need to really go crazy and make it Henry Cavill.
Yes, right? I sent you that. Yes.
Yeah, okay. You sent, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yep. Make it just pure Sean Connery like. With Cavill as Bond, and yeah, wait till he's done with Warhammer, and then yeah.
Yeah, that over the top fucking, yeah.
Make him that 1970s. He's a misogynist. Yeah, it's the 70s. Shit happens.
Yeah.
So
quit working, bitch.
Speaking of James Bond, well, the last James Bond, Daniel Craig will not be playing Sergeant Rock for DC. The movie is still to be directed by Luca, I can't pronounce that, it's some Spanish name that starts with a G.
Lucas Pizza?
Yeah, Lucas Pizza. DC is actively searching for a new lead, with most sites saying that Jeremy Allen White is in the running, the head to get Sergeant Rock, which I'm more than okay with. That would be, for those that don't know, Sergeant Rock was a DC character from the 50s. Think of it as Captain America with like Spider-Man's spider sense, where he can like he know an attack's gonna happen type of thing, but it is pure 50s military type of thing. So I'd be all right. He's really good in The Bear, and he was fantastic as Cary Von Erich Ironclaw. So I'd be all right with that.
Make it happen. I want Lucas Pizza now.
Yeah.
Damn.
Vince, we're getting a new Scorsese crime movie.
Oh, about a bunch of dirty wops. No shit.
Well, no. No. Shock. Surprise, maybe. It will star Leonardo DiCaprio. I know. Shock. Emily Blunt. And The Rock. It's being described as The Departed meets Goodfellas. I don't know about that. Says it will follow an aspiring mob boss who fights rival crime factions for control of the underworld of the Hawaiian Islands.
So there's a bunch of Dagos in Hawaii. Is that
yes.
Great.
Yeah. Apparently Netflix is probably going to get this. So. Eh. Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah, I don't either. So there you go. Let's go back to DC. We officially have a director for Clayface. Speak No Evil director James Watkins has been chosen to direct the feature. We kind of told you this was going to happen. No casting yet, but James Gunn, who runs DC now, has said that actors who work in animation on DC studio projects will play the character in live action as well. Well, who currently is the voice of Clayface in Creature Commandos and Harley Quinn is Alan Tudyk. I'm very okay with this. So, fingers crossed that they don't fuck this up.
Yeah.
See, they're calling right now to tell us that they're not going to fuck it up.
Right.
That's, there you go. So, all right. Growing up, one of our, I wouldn't say best love horror franchises, but a definite horror franchise that we all know was a little series of movies called Phantasm. Well, we got some sad news here because the star, Reggie Bannister, of the Phantasm franchise, he's entering into hospice care. But he'd like to hear from you. There is a P.O. Box. You can write Reggie Bannister, P.O. Box 4387, Crestline, California, 92325. He was diagnosed with dementia and Parkinson's in 2016. He was stabilized until he collapsed last week, which kind of set in the directive the family has to put him in hospice care. So you can still write to him. He wants to hear from people. So there you go.
He was, hold on, who was he? I'm trying to think. Was it Reggie Bannister?
Yeah. The Phantasm movies.
Oh. Yep.
Yeah. So.
Damn, that sucks.
Yeah. Our childhood's going away, kid. So. All right. Vince, apparently there is a, I guess it's a popular video game called Elden Ring.
Elden Ring.
Yeah. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of it. Apparently, George R.R. Martin wrote the story for Elden Ring.
I believe so, yeah.
Well, he was asked about, it's apparently nothing official, but there have been some behind the scenes discussion about turning Elden Ring into a movie. So, but since he is working currently on the next Game of Thrones book, he would not be directly involved.
All right.
So,
all right.
There you go.
That sounds awesome. Rape, yep, and dicks getting cut off. That's what I like to watch.
Yep.
Good for you, bud.
All right, Vince, we're finishing up movie news with, it's sad, but I'm kind of happy this is happening. You'll understand why. Vince, who's my favorite comedian?
Bill Hicks.
Well, yes. Okay. Who's my second favorite comedian?
Oh, I don't know.
It's Norm.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Jesus Christ, we're getting,
we go through so many of them.
That's true. We lose the good ones and we keep fucking Amy Schumer around. But we're getting a documentary about Norm. This is going to be on Netflix. It's by filmmaker Judd Apatow. He put a thing on Instagram. He made an open call for photos and videos of Norm for a documentary we are creating for Netflix. If you just know any about any interviews or interesting videos you think we may not have heard about or be able to find ourselves, that would be very helpful. Or just tell us your favorite Norm quotes and stories. Apatow will direct the project. Of course, Norm passed away in 2021. Apatow has done previous documentaries on Gary Shandling and George Carlin, both which won Emmy Awards. So it hopefully will not be as heartbreaking as Norm's last stand-up. That was released after he passed. That's tough to watch, but funny. But
He was in bad shape.
Yeah. So, but yeah, we're getting a Norm documentary, which I will be obviously watching. So, all right, let's get to some comic book news this week. If you like the Umbrella Academy, you're getting more. Gerard Way and Gabriel Ba are back. Dark Horse. This will start in June. So there you go, all new story. Marvel announced the new comic book series, Spider-Man and Wolverine, team-up book. If you like art, and if you like comic book art, especially done by Alex Ross, he's doing these timeless variant covers to some books that will be coming out in May. This is his photorealistic style, and they're all in their classic outfits, like Moon Knight, Luke Cage, Miss Marvel, all of that. So that'll be in May if you want to pick those up. Vince, there's a little shark dog.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, his name's Jeff.
Oh, yeah?
He's officially getting his very first in-print series. And, of course, it's titled It's Jeff. So, Jeff the Land Shark, five-issue limited series written by Kelly Thompson, creator of the character. This starts in, it doesn't say, but it probably May, to be honest with you. If you have kids and you want to get them into comics, this is the book. If you have little kids. So, and they've probably already played him and probably used him in Rivals and ate me and threw me off the map. So there you go. Yeah. DC Comics announced, well, they wrote it like this. How do you follow up the lauded run of The Dark Knight written by Chip Zdarsky and the blockbuster return of Hush done by Jim Lee and Jeff Loeb? You relaunch with a new Batman number one, and it will be written by Matt Fraction. This will start in September. If you've ever seen the meme of Batman wearing the arrow through the head thing with the caption, "I'm hilarious," this was from Fraction's first run at Batman. Of course, Fraction did, well, he pretty much saved Hawkeye and turned him into a main character. So Fraction's good. This should be all right. So that will start in September. The big kind of announcement this week in comic book was at the Comics Pro Comic Book Retailer Summit that was in California this week. DC Editor-in-Chief Marie Janvis and Marvel Editor-in-Chief C.B. Cebulski were getting a crossover. Two one-shots. One's titled Marvel DC, the other will be DC Marvel. No creative is announced, but it will be coming out this year. So this is 20-some years after the last crossover. So, there you go. We're getting Marvel DC stuff.
Oh, boy.
It, depending on who they get to write it. So, maybe get that Batman Moon Knight where they're just pointing at each other and go, "Huh, you look like me." Marvel has announced Imperial, which looks to be a Nova book written by Jonathan Hickman. That starts in June. Of course, Hickman, famous for his Fantastic Four run, which was all set in outer space, so I think that's okay. DC, it looks like they are canceling Shazam with issue 21 and Two-Face with issue number 6. It also looks like Power Girl will be canceled after issue 20, with a Supergirl series launching, probably going to replace Power Girl because you got the Supergirl movie coming out. So there you go. Marvel has confirmed X-Force and NYX will both end with issue 10, and it looks like X-Factor may also be getting canceled.
Of course.
And then there was this, because we have to take a character that has decades of history, change it for the movies, and then change the character in comics to fit the movies. Silver Surfer's gonna die, kids.
Why?
Well, because in the movies, it's a woman now. So we're getting Death of the Silver Surfer, five-issue limited series written by Greg Pak, which Pak did World War Hulk, so maybe okay. The series will take place in the future. Silver Surfer returning to a war-ravaged Earth with a big target on his back. He will encounter a human, the most human and yet the most formidable rival Surfer has ever had. Fantastic Four is going to be in it. Galactus, bunch of new characters, but they're killing off the guy Silver Surfer so they can put in a female so it matches the movies. Because even though it has been proven that movies don't really draw people to comics, it's the other way around. They still think that, well, if it's like that in the movies, we got to have it in the book. So, there you go.
Oh, it's one more Marvel movie that I'm not going to go see.
Right. Let's see. That was it for comic book news. Here's the recommendations for books that came out this week. I don't have the actual numbers. Your Spawn books, your King Spawn, Rat City, Gunslinger Spawn all came out this week. All of your X-Men books, that's your Weapon X-Men, Uncanny, X-Factor, X-Force, Storm, Wolverine, Exceptional X-Men, all those came out. Zatanna came out this week. Question, All Along the Watchtower, that series is really good. The new issue came out. Your Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man, that's the tie-in to the Disney Plus show, that came out this week. New Gods, Star Trek, Flash Gordon, Conan, your Batman and Robin Year One, World's Finest, Doom Academy. This is a tie-in to One World Under Doom, Marvel's event, Ultimate Wolverine, Infinity Watch, G.I. Joe, new issue came out, Challengers of the Unknown, Creature Commandos. So there you go. That's pretty much what came out this week. So support your local shop because God knows they need the help. So
do they?
Well, the books are better than the movies. Can we agree on that at least?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's get into some wrestling news this week. It was announced with the Phoenix newspaper actually let it out that AEW's Double or Nothing will be in Phoenix at Glendale's Desert Diamond Arena on May 25th. So if you're in the area, go to that. If WWE ever does a show in Egypt, do not look for Logan Paul to be there, as he has been banned by the government from entering the country.
Why?
No reason was given, but it came up that he was supposed to do a video with Mr. Beast in Egypt. And apparently Mr. Beast was told by the government that Logan Paul was not allowed in their country, with no reason given. So there you go. Good for Egypt. Boy, I never thought I'd say that out loud. So
they know he's an annoying prick, too.
Yep. It has come out in an interview with Johnny Curtis, a.k.a. Fandango, that the TNA WWE crossover deal is a 3-year deal and will be reevaluated afterwards. I'm still telling you they're going to buy him by the end of the year. So there you go. Take this next story with a grain of salt. If it's true, it's fucking hilarious. Jonathan Coachman, on his podcast or radio show or whatever he does, stated that Shane McMahon did meet with Tony Khan of AEW. Shane asked for equity in the company, and Shane wanted to come in and run the show. Apparently, after the meeting, Tony Khan has ghosted Shane McMahon and will not answer him back. So good on Tony. That's hilarious. If it's true, which it probably is. So,
well, I mean, you could look at it one of two ways. Either, you know, Shane McMahon's a jerk and, you know, or he was really serious about getting the fuck out of WWE. So,
right. Yeah, I mean, either way, but the fact that, hey, I want your company. I want equity in the company. I want to run everything.
Right.
And Tony Khan's like, nah, dude, this is literally my family company. Uh-uh. So, all right. A couple more things here. Corey Graves, the announcer, his wife and WWE star Carmella is gone from the company. Her contract has expired and she has been moved to the alumni section. So Carmella's gone, at least for now. And for all the people that love WWE and hate AEW, And they're like, well, Vince is gone. WWE's changed. Well, about that. WWE has joined Vince McMahon and John Laurinaitis, who filed motions on Friday to oppose Janelle Grant's amended complaint from a number of weeks ago. WWE's legal counsel says that the matter should be referred to arbitration and not criminal court. So WWE is backdoor defending Vince McMahon and John Laurinaitis from sex trafficking. I just wanted to pause for
effect
emphasis. Yeah. But hey, it's all changed now that it's better than AEW. Well, Tony Khan that runs AEW didn't shit on people and sex traffic them, allegedly.
Allegedly, man. Come on.
So you still support him. So there you go. All right, that's all I got for wrestling. Vince, anything for games this week?
GTA 6. You know that game.
Florida.
I'm not buying it. No. Rockstar is reportedly planning a Roblox / Fortnite style user generated content.
Well, like UEFN maps?
Yes. Of course it is.
Yeah, sure they are.
Marvel Rivals developers deny trolling data miners with fake characters.
Yeah. Apparently there's a lot of characters in the files.
Right.
And the data miners found all this and said, hey, we're getting Cyclops, Gambit, Nightcrawler. The list goes on and on. And the developers were like, we're not trolling you. We're working on the game.
Yeah, of course they're going to be in the game. Why wouldn't they be in the fucking game?
Just give me Hitmonkey. That's all I want.
Game vouchers won't work on Switch 2 exclusives. This is from Nintendo.
Hmm.
Boy, they just keep wanting to sell that thing, aren't they?
Yeah, they do.
There's a really, really dirty rumor going around that the new Tony Hawk remaster is about to come out.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I still be Bucky Lassick?
Sure, why not?
All right, cool. I'm in.
Marvel Rivals U.S. Support Studio hit with layoffs.
Yep. I saw that.
Which goes back to, where's that story at? I'm looking for it. An industry earthquake. NetEase plans to cut more All-Star Game Studios. NetEase is the parent company of them?
Yes. And NetEase's new first-person shooter, Fragpunks, drops the 6th, I think.
Ah.
So, Fragpunk's the one where you get cards at the start of a round, and it changes, like, it may flip the map upside down. It may give your enemy big heads. It might, you know, that kind of stuff. So.
Right. I don't know. The Thing Remastered is getting a physical release for Nintendo Switch and PlayStation 5 on June
25th. Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
The fucking Thing.
You said The Thing, and I immediately went to Rivals since
No, John Carpenter. Another dirty rumor. Rocksteady's next single-player game based on Batman Beyond.
Oh, don't tease me now.
Maybe a PS5 exclusive.
Oh, no, come on.
When they say that shit, it won't be.
No.
Put it on everything, because they've learned that they like money, and they want to make games for everybody now.
Can you imagine a Batman Beyond game that looks like Arkham?
Please don't.
They're getting my hopes up.
XCOM's original creator, keen on a return to the series if Fireaxis was ever to ask him.
Hmm.
Yeah, so you can have 100% to hit and miss him every time.
What do you mean unavoidable? They're still standing there.
Yeah, 100% to hit. No, miss. What? Well, they've got a dodge too.
Right.
But you have 100% to hit. It doesn't take that into account. Shut up. You're stupid.
See? That's it.
Yep. I know they're calling. Last thing I got is Make-A-Wish is auctioning off the chance to become an NPC in The Elder Scrolls 6.
So if you want immortalized as a black tranny and a woman in a game, there you go.
It's not even out yet. They don't even know when it's coming out yet.
Right.
But it's a silent auction, and As of this writing, the winning bid sits at $35,750.
That goes to Make-A-Wish. So
you're, yeah, that goes to Make-A-Wish, but who knows if you're even going to be in it.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, if you're not in it, do you get your money back is the question.
Sure.
So. New Fortnite season dropped. You can be a giant pickle. That's about how I think about it so far. Just meh.
Yeah, that's about why I'm at least.
It does not tie into the previous season at all. So, there you go.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I got.
All right. We'll go into some music news here real quick. Hey, it's a Diddy story. There you go. One of his defense lawyers is trying to quit.
Ain't no party like a Diddy party.
Anthony Rico filed a motion Thursday to withdraw as one of Diddy's six defense attorneys without explanation. Won't be official until a judge signs off on it. A judge must find sufficient reason to approve such a request. The lawyer said, under no circumstance can I continue to effectively serve as counsel for Sean Combs. He wrote in his affidavit, it is respectfully but regrettably requested that the court grant the relief requested. He didn't say why. But after this lawyer talked with Mark Angelofilo, who is the head lawyer, apparently the attorney suggested the cause for his affidavit's brevity is because he doesn't want to divulge any information protected by attorney-client privilege. Oddly enough, this came out the day after Kash Patel was put in as FBI director.
Yeah. Because he did it.
He did it.
The only fucking thing they got on him is the fucking, their lawyer's like, oh, they're just going after him because he black.
Yeah, he black. That's why.
He black.
Yeah. So, all right. With that, we're going to take a break, play Song of the Week, plug our friends, and when we come back, we'll be time for our top 10 90s TV shows.
Love it. The Mark Order Podcast is the only show you need if you're looking for dedicated coverage of everything AEW on the Shining Wizards Network. Join us live on YouTube every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern after Dynamite to chat along with the show. If you can't join us live, listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. Follow us on all social channels at Mark Order Pod and use the hashtag #JoinTheMarkOrder. Because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
G'day guys, my name is Thomas, one half of the Brocast podcast. With our podcast, we go back and watch wrestling events from WWE, WWF, WCW, ECW, AEW, and many other wrestling promotions. You can check us out on Twitter at The Brocast, that's THEBROKAST, and you can also download all episodes on Apple Podcasts, Castbox, Castro, and many other podcast apps.
Like your music heavy, then check out Radioactive Metal on the Shining Wizards Network. For over 16 years now, Radioactive Metal has been one of the longest running podcasts. Over the years, we've interviewed some legendary metal acts, had some awesome discussions, and cranked a hell of a lot of tunes. So join your cool Uncle Snowy and his co-host Aaron for the audio mosh pit that is Radioactive Metal here on the Shining Wizards Network.
What's up, folks? It's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, inviting all of you to check out the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Join us as we cover all things current in the world of pro wrestling, as well as paying homage to the old school, the squared circle. So listen in and find out why we are the recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. Find us on all social media platforms and anywhere you get your podcast from. And as always, we are the proudest members of the Shining Wizards Network and Rant Entertainment Media.
Got 30 minutes to kill?
Come check out 30 Screams or Less, where we review a horror movie in 30 minutes or less. We cover new movies and old ones too.
We'll give our honest thoughts on the movie, good or shit, as well as a rating of each one that we watch.
New episodes weekly, available on the Shining Wizards Network and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Corey.
Come check us out at 30 Screams or Less.
Well, the action is underway!
What's up, everyone? When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure to check out Wrestling Night in Canada. If we're not recording another kick-ass podcast,
or playing in punk bands,
or recording kick-ass heavy metal albums,
then we're sitting back, we're grabbing a couple brews, and going over everything to do in the world of pro wrestling.
Because we're from Winnipeg, you idiots.
The Shining Wizards is the greatest wrestling podcast of all time. Don't believe me? Tune in and check us out. We laugh, we cry, we interview some of the greatest people in professional wrestling, and we have some of the greatest segments of all time, including everyone's favorite wrestling game show, Can You Beat That? We're live 6:50 p.m. East on Monday nights on all social media platforms, and we're with you wherever you go on every single streaming and podcasting platform as well. Check us out. Go over to ShiningWizards.com and join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back. All right, Vince, it's time for our top 10 list of 90s TV shows.
Yay.
It's so much better now that we're doing it back to the old way instead of drafting, because we watched pretty much the same stuff growing up.
Yeah, it's the same fucking thing, man. Yeah.
So what is your number 10?
Give me Stargate SG-1.
Ooh, I thought about that one.
It's late 90s, but, you know.
Yeah, it counts. I will stick with sci-fi for my number 10. Give me Farscape.
Oh, look at you.
I like that show. All right, number 9.
Give me Silk Stockings.
Also my number 9, yes. After Monday Night Raw, stay tuned for still Silk Stockings. That's right.
Greatest fucking show ever.
That's, I loved it. All right, number 8 then.
Parker Lewis Can't Lose.
Ooh. Yeah, I went a little different with mine. Give me Walker, Texas Ranger.
Hated that show. Oh, so bad.
All right, number 7.
Highlander.
Ah, the Adrian Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good show. I did enjoy that. Let's see. My number 7, I have the X-Men animated series.
Yeah, the old school one.
Mm-hmm.
When Rogue still had an ass.
Yeah, right. All right, number 6.
Forever Night.
Ooh. Well, I also kind of kept it a little spooky here with this one. This is where I have Twin Peaks.
Ooh, look at you.
Well, David Lynch being David Lynch.
Right.
All right, number 5.
Give me Hunter.
I forgot Hunter. How did I forget Hunter?
Well, it bled over from...
Yeah, the 80s to the 90s. Yeah,
but this is my list. I'm going to wand this shit up.
Yeah, that's all right. That's Fred Dreyer. God damn it.
Yeah.
That's so good. This show is so good. All right. My number 5, I'm going with the original version, the one in the 90s, Vince, Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Oh, that's right. Push the button, Frank.
That's right. All right, number 4.
The X-Files.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm also staying spooky again, but because this show scared every child in the 90s because of the host. Unsolved Mysteries with Robert Stack.
And that fucking theme music, man.
Yep.
God. There's something just fucking creepy about that. You're sitting
there as a kid going, yeah, they're outside the window. They're going to kill me.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was, you watched because it was so good. So, all right, number 3.
Star Trek, The Next Generation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thought that'd be a little higher on your list, to be honest with you.
No, come on.
This is where I got Home Improvement.
Huh?
Yeah. Exactly.
Home Improvement was pretty good.
Yeah. Plus, they gave us Pamela Anderson. So, there you go.
Another number 2. One.
Yep.
Deep Space Nine.
This is where I got X-Files.
You're crazy.
Yeah, Cisco.
Yeah. Fucking Cisco.
He wasn't a captain. It's hilarious.
He was. He finally became captain.
Well, yeah, but... All right, I'll give it to you. All right, I doubt our number ones are the same, but what's your number 1?
Out of Left Field, The Adventures of Pete and Pete.
Pete, yeah, I figure. Yeah, that is you.
That's a great... I love that fucking show. That's the greatest show ever made.
This is where I have... Surprisingly, I didn't know this only ran for a couple seasons. Batman the Animated Series.
Oh, you know what? Damn! I forgot that.
Yep.
Yeah, Batman the Animated Series was really good.
Yeah, so... All right, there's our picks. Listener picks. Kathy came in with Blossom, Dawson's Creek, Friends, 90210, Melrose, That 70 Show, Boy Meets World, Home Improvement, Step by Step, Fresh Prince, Sex in the City, Mad About You, and Real World. And Baza came in with Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman. Those are all good picks.
Those are really good picks.
I forgot about Dean Cain, Superman. That's and what's her name is Lois.
Yeah.
Terry Hatcher.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Thank you guys for your picks. Vince, we don't have any listener questions this week.
Good.
So we're just going to go straight into, did you see this Trip to Clown World? And we start. A group of 19 U.S. senators are joining forces to push for raising the buying age of what they call assault weapons, citing mass shooting statistics for what they call the Age 21 Act, meaning that you would have to be 21 to buy whatever they consider an assault weapon or a high-capacity magazine.
But you could fight for America at 18.
Yes. Yeah. They're saying, well, because of school shootings. Well, if you're 18, you're already out of school. So you're already an adult, right? No. You got to be 21 because, yeah. Yeah, just don't look at a racial breakdown of shootings. Don't do that because you're a racist. All right, cool.
Demographics are a bitch.
Yeah, facts and numbers. All right, let's get to this Trump-Zelensky thing. Holy hell. basically, Trump called Zelensky a dictator without elections. His whole post went on to say this. Think of it, a modestly successful comedian, Vladimir Zelensky, talked the U.S. into spending $350 billion to go into a war that couldn't be won, that never had to start, but a war that he, without the U.S. and Trump, will never be able to settle. The U.S. has spent $200 billion more than Europe, and Europe's money is guaranteed, while the U.S. will get nothing back. Why didn't the Sleepy Joe demand equalization? In that this war is far more important to Europe than it is to us. We have a great big beautiful ocean that separates us. On top of this, Zelensky admits that half the money we send him is missing. He refuses to have elections, is very low in Ukrainian polls, and the only thing he was good at was playing Biden like a fiddle. A dictator without elections. Zelensky better move fast or he is not going to have a country left. In the meantime, we are successfully negotiating to end the war with Russia, something I'll admit only Trump and the Trump administration could do. Biden never tried, Europe has failed to bring peace, and Zelensky probably wants to keep the gravy train going. I love Ukraine, but Zelensky has done a terrible job. His country is shattered and millions have unnecessarily died, and so it continues.
And I don't see where he's wrong.
Yeah, I see nothing factually wrong with that statement. Yes. We told you that he was a dictator years ago because, hey, he got rid of the other political party. The country controls all the media.
How many Christians have died over there?
Yes. He got rid of the Orthodox Church because they were, well, Russian Orthodox. So, yeah. So, fuck you. Ex-Zelensky aide Alesky Aristovich has threatened to jail Zelensky for life if he becomes the country's new president.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Where's the fucking money at?
Well, that comes in to this next story that I was writing while we were on break because it just broke. Zelensky said today that the $100 billion in U.S. aid was a grant, not a loan. saying, quote, "We don't recognize Ukraine's $500 billion debt to the U.S. I don't even recognize $100 billion. We agreed with Biden that it was a grant, not a debt." But he also went on to say he would immediately quit as president in exchange for immediate NATO membership for Ukraine. Well, that goes against NATO's charter where they said they won't get on Russia's border.
Right.
Which is what this whole thing is about. But now he's saying, no, we ain't got to pay you back. It was a grant. Biden said it was a grant. I ain't got to pay you shit.
I'd be seizing that fucking house he's got, that big mansion in Florida.
His 15 houses he has across the world?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, some shit's going to hit this week because of that. So, we'll see. Let's go to Doge. They discovered $2 billion going to a nonprofit linked to Georgia Democrat Stacey Abrams. This was somehow under the EPA, granted her little group a $2 billion grant or whatever for this company that was supposed to do green energy for blacks or some shit. Yeah, apparently the company only had $100 in total revenue during its first 3 months in operation, but somehow got a $2 billion kickback from our government. Yeah.
Democrats are just mad that we discovered their slush fund.
Yep, that's exactly it. If you live in the UK, I'm sorry that your government is absolutely retarded. Too many young lives have been lost to knife crime. That's why this Labour government is taking action with the toughest ever restriction on online knife sales, closing loopholes, and keeping dangerous weapons off our streets. This was an actual tweet from an actual British politician, and not just any politician, the Welsh Secretary of State, Joe Stevens, a member of the UK Parliament.
He was a member of Parliament?
Yeah. You know what would cut down on knife crime in the UK? Getting rid of the kebabs. That seems to be your issue.
The kebabs, like the people kebabs?
Yes, the people kebabs. The brown people kebabs.
Yeah, get rid of the brown people. That's the... Yeah.
Yeah, there it is.
Ta-da! That'll make everything happen. Or you arm your citizens.
Yes. The British people say, all right, enough of this shit. We're taking over. But hey, probably not going to happen because your government likes to spy on you over there in the UK, just like ours here in the good old US. Apple is taking the unprecedented step of removing its highest level data security tool from customers in the UK after their government demanded backdoor access to user data worldwide. The demand was called an unprecedented attack on privacy by security experts. BBC reports that Apple has decided to disable its advanced data protection feature for users in the UK. Decision comes on the heels of a demand from the UK government for access to user data stored on Apple's iCloud service. Advanced data protection provided end-to-end encryption, ensuring that only account holders could view their stored photos, documents, and other sensitive information. Earlier this month, the UK government invoked the Investigatory Powers Act to compel Apple to provide access to user data. Tech giant has consistently opposed creating a backdoor in the encryption, arguing that do so would compromise security of all users, not just those in the UK. Despite that, Apple has now bent the knee and will remove the ADP.
Sure.
Yeah, that's...
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, why not? I mean, you know, we got to get those evil people that are stabbing these third worlders. I can't wait till they fucking figure out it's all brown people doing it.
Right.
Well, we can't report on this. This is racism. It's racist.
Well, I'm going into your phone's back door and you're going in jail because you said that. Not that they're doing it, but because you said it. Yeah. Welcome to the UK.
Yeah. It's you can't say mean things. Okay.
Yeah. But their feelings. Great. Well, while my cousin's here bleeding out because the fucking kebab stabbed him, let me tell you about feelings. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna throw you in jail because we didn't like that meme, and we're tired of all this racist rhetoric.
Right. Well, speaking of kebabs, Kash Patel, now confirmed to be FBI director. 51-49 vote. Senator Collins and Murkowski was the only Republicans. The vote with the Democrats. So Cash is in charge of the FBI, but late Saturday, President Trump put him in charge of the ATF.
And the FBI? Or just the...
No, he's in charge of both. But remember, he also put Marco Rubio in charge of USAID, and now USAID is gone. Could Cash be going to get rid of ATF? I don't know. ATF should have never been a thing, and let's don't get me started on
what are
Waco.
They gonna do with all the kid killers in there?
Yeah, you know how many dogs will be saved? PETA should be behind this 100%. ATF has killed more fucking animals than
oh, bro,
just yeah. Saying, and I'm not wrong. So, all right, you remember the fires over there in Los Angeles?
I do.
Well, L.A. Mayor Karen Bass, the black lady, she fired the DEI lesbian whatever fire chief, Kristen Crowley, on this week, who she accused of failing to warn her about last month's wildfire threats before the mayor went to Ghana. In a press release, the mayor said 1,000 firefighters could have been on duty on the morning the fires broke out, were instead sent home on Chief Crowley's watch.
How the fuck would they know the, that?
I'm going to get there. At the time the flames erupted on January 7th, Mayor Bass herself was at a cocktail party in Ghana. Bringing new leadership to the fire department is what our city needs, she said, who is herself facing dismal approval numbers and threats of a recall. The mayor said that Crowley refused to conduct an after-action report on the fires. Ronnie Villanueva, recently retired deputy fire chief, will now run the department. There's a national search for the replacement. The firing follows weeks of rumors that Bass was set to remove her. On Tuesday, in her first interview about the wildfires, the mayor said she traveled to Ghana because the fire chief didn't warn her about the coming dangerous fire conditions. National Weather Service of LA, however, had warned of, quote, extreme fire weather conditions 2 days prior to the trip and upgraded the threat the day before the mayor left. But it's all the fire chief's fault, not the stupid black mayor woman that went, I'm going to Africa. You guys, you white people can burn. Yeah.
Shit, they's got the best fried chicken anywhere.
Yeah, so apparently the fire chief, who I'm not defending because she's a retard of highest caliber, but apparently she knew the fire was going to start, and apparently there is a phone recording of the mayor before she left telling somebody, well, you just got to wait. Something about Biden has something for her or something like that. It's weird. If you're in LA, you're in LA. Never mind. I answered my question.
Yeah. If you're in Southern California,
look up a thing called Greater Idaho. You guys need to make Greater California.
Oh, Jesus, man. There's going to be Greater Indiana here pretty soon.
You see that shit? Yeah. Yep.
I don't know how the fuck they're going to do that, especially with the marijuana.
Yeah. Hey, this next story got us a community strike on YouTube a couple years ago. Researchers at Yale found that mRNA injections alter human biology to create long-term spike protein production that increases over time. Scientists warned that the COVID shots alter T-cell immunophenotypes, which trigger VAIDs, vaccine-induced AIDS. I believe we told you this, looking at the date, 3.5 years ago, because that got us the community strike on YouTube. Huh, we were right again. Have fun with your VAIDs.
Yeah, and people still keep getting those fucking shots, man.
Yeah.
I get sick all the time, but the shot, it would be worse if I didn't have the shot.
Right. Here, take this fork and stick it in that light socket over there. I'm sure you'll feel better. Trust me. Dr. Fauci said it's okay. All right, let's go to Israel. Netanyahu has ordered a major West Bank operation in response to buses that were exploded. Apparently, there are now tanks in the West Bank since the first time since 2002. That peace agreement's apparently gone. So, there you go.
The Jews.
There you go.
It's ours. God said, oy vey.
Yeah. Which God?
You ever watch those YouTube videos where how do I put this? They try to out Jew God. Like on Saturdays when they're not supposed to do anything and they're like ripping toilet paper.
Yeah.
If you do it like this though, it's not technically ripping.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. They're something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to see the economy literally go to shit in about 2 seconds?
Sure.
Trump said they're going to audit Fort Knox. He said, quote, we're going to go to Fort Knox, the fabled Fort Knox, to make sure the gold is there. So just so people know, this is about 4,500 tons of gold that's supposed to be there.
Now, see, I have heard that England is sending us a shit ton of gold right at the moment. I think they're moving it there.
Because.
Right, and being like, see, it never left.
Yeah, nobody has actually seen the gold at Fort Knox publicly for 50 years. There's rumors that it's been moved, that it's never been there, it's gone. If they open this thing up, like fucking Geraldo with Al Capone's vault, and there's nothing in there, every economy immediately crashes instantly.
Yeah, that's why they're moving gold from England.
Yes. And I went past Fort Knox quite a few times. There's literally two roads in. It's going to be, traffic's going to be a nightmare. So there you go. Japan is going to halt their funding of the UN panel on women's rights. Apparently this panel keeps nagging at the Japs to, well, you guys should have a female lead. And they're like, no. Now we're taking our money. All hail the Nintendo. Yeah, or something. I don't know what they do.
Yeah, because, look where that's at. Look where they're at.
Yeah.
I'm going to Ghana. I got to get my nails done.
Yeah.
You guys, my hair did.
It's all right. I'm going to get dreads and sheep. New thing uncovered by Doge, which we also told you. A lot of the stuff we told you that we were called conspiracy theorists are turned out to be true. $40 million went to a Wuhan scientist to study bat coronavirus emergence. So the same people that dismissed the lab leak theory were funding the fucking research.
Yeah. Now it gets into that what if stage. Now that the world knows that we were funding this shit. You know what I mean?
Yep.
When is there some sort of UN meeting where they get up and point at America and say, all right, you're done. We're going to get you for crimes against humanity.
They won't. They can't. Because the U.S. will go, all right, cool. We're taking our funding.
Yeah, but at this point, they're taking the funding now.
Right.
But somebody's got to be held accountable.
Yeah, you would think. 80% of the countries in the world would fail immediately if U.S. pulled their money, like they should. Let them fail. Let's have that comet hit. Let's just start this shit over. Vince, your favorite people at the ADL, guess what is a new hate symbol?
Oh, fuck, I don't know. A Pop-Tart? I mean, everything is a hate symbol to them, so fuck them.
The number 83 is a hate symbol.
I thought it was 88.
Well, that one is, of course. But apparently 83, because white supremacists, you know, us, apparently, use it to mean Hail Christ.
They do?
We do now.
When the fuck did that become a thing?
I don't know. I wasn't at the meeting, so.
I think they're just making shit up at this point.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
We need funding. Let's just make shit up.
Yep.
83, huh?
83, yeah.
Wow. Hail Christ is a bad thing.
Deus vult. So, yeah.
I mean, if you're a Christian, that's.
Basically, they're saying if you're Christian, you're anti-Semitic. Wouldn't say I'm pro. Speaking of them, Secretary of Commerce Howard Lutnick this week.
Oh, Lutnick, huh?
Yeah. Said that President Trump's goal is to abolish the Internal Revenue System. Or service, sorry. Yeah, I see nothing wrong with that. So,
Can we get rid of income tax?
He's working on it, yeah. Funding the government through tariffs like it used to be until Lincoln decided, hey, I need money for this illegal civil war, so we're going to start being the IRS and income tax, which was done under Lincoln.
I thought that was done during World War II.
Nope, he did it under to fund the Civil War. Yep. I believe. All right. Trump signed an order this week terminating all federal taxpayer benefits to illegals, which should have never been a thing. But Vince, we have actual good news this week. You ready?
Oh, yeah.
Cocaine Mitch. Mitch the bitch. Mitch McConnell will not be seeking re-election in 2026.
Good.
Thank the maker.
Fucking douchebag. That's your guy, right?
No, well, I'm still trying to figure out how him and the governor we have here come from the same state as Rand Paul and Thomas Massie. You literally can't have two people or groups of thinking politically so far apart come from the same state. It's crazy. Well, no, it's not, because Louisville and Lexington. That's how. So.
Yeah.
If you're listening to us from Scotland, you need to braveheart some shit.
Oh.
Scotland has sent letters to people who live near an abortion center informing them that praying inside of their own home could be illegal. So you're inside your own home praying for the women they're going to get abortions and kill their children. That could be illegal.
How's that illegal?
Well, because it's hateful.
Who the fuck? England, the UK needs to bring back that old-time religion. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Uh-huh. A lot of people do. All right. Next thing here. Elon put out a tweet saying, consistent with the president's instructions, all federal employees will shortly receive an email request and they have to respond. This request, basically they got to say, what did you do last week at your job, is what it basically is. Failure to respond to this email will be taken as your resignation.
Just make something up.
Yeah. I scrolled Twitter. That's what I did.
Yeah. Everybody's gonna make shit up.
Yeah.
Why would you do that? Now you're wasting time.
Yep. The U.S. this week declared 8 Latin American drug cartels as foreign terrorist organizations, including MS-13 and Trindaguara. That's the one that took over the apartment complex in Colorado a while back.
Right.
Designation as a foreign terrorist organization means that we can use military to get rid of them. So there you go. This next story is Seventy Christians were beheaded in the Congo this week by Muslims. I'm sure you didn't hear about that on the news, but God forbid if it happened to Jews or Muslims, it'd be leading your damn news feed.
The white supremacists killed fucking brown people. Oh my God.
Yeah, but if it's Christians,
right?
Even though they were black Christians, because it's Congo, who cares, right? Because they're Christians.
Right.
Yeah. All right. According to the Daily Mail, Swiss guards and Vatican liturgy officials are rehearsing for Pope Francis's funeral. The Vatican, this is the next story here. The Vatican says he is in worse critical condition amid severe respiratory crisis, had a bad asthmatic episode on top of pneumonia. And this is all tying in. He's also anemic and he's had blood transfusions, and I have him in the Deadpool, so maybe points, but I don't really want him because then prophecy and the world's going to end. So
yay!
Congratulations. We're all going
to
die.
I got to get to the dentist before it happens.
Everybody dies. So.
I don't want my teeth hurting while the fucking
world's ending.
Happening. Yeah. I've already got shit to worry about. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, last story of the week. This comes in from a Finnish, basically the Finnish Secretary of State. He says, the U.S. has given us 3 weeks to agree on the terms of Ukraine's surrender. If we don't do this, the U.S. will leave Europe.
Bye.
Yep. Cool. Congratulations, guys. You're coming home. Let Europe fall to their kebabs. Have fun.
Yeah, that's going to be great, isn't it?
Yeah, imagine all that tax money saving. And also, I don't have this as a story, but apparently, allegedly, Elon has went to Trump and is, hey, since we've saved all this money, can we send everybody a $5,000 check?
Yeah, I don't want 20%. I want my full 100%.
Yes, exactly. So, all right. Vince, you got any final thoughts this week on all this bullshit and nonsense?
Yeah, keep your stick on the ice. When the women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
If you can't take the high road, take the high ground. Hopefully we're back next week, unless, you know, the UK authorities get us or some bullshit. So,
yeah, come at me, bro.
Yeah, right. All right. Talk to everybody then.
Bye.